This is Wild About Utah.
A mighty tree has fallen, but its seed has been cast far and wide through his great works. I speak of a frequent Wild About Utah contributor, educator, and conservationist. On January 3, 2020, Ron Hellstern left us for the great beyond. He was a personification of Wild About Utah. Ron's legacy can be found in the thousands of youth who accompanied him in the classroom and field, where they participated in many citizen science projects for birds, butterflies, countless tree plantings, restoring streamside environments, and competing in the Utah Envirothon, which Ron helped establish in Utah. He preferred the title Red Rock Ron, which Ron earned from his unflagging love for Utah's Red Rock country, culminating with Zion National Park. His contributions there were many, writing curriculum for the park, Christmas bird counts, assisting with the state Envirothon competition, which he convinced Zion to host, and much more. His greatest thrill was the many family hikes and campouts he reveled in, to have those near and dear with him to partake of its splendors. Closer to home, Ron was synonymous with monarch butterflies, fireflies, and reforestation. He spent many years with students and others hatching, tagging, and releasing monarchs to help map their western migration patterns, adding new information to assist with their preservation. Ron was a relentless advocate for planting milkweed, the host plant for rearing the monarchs, chrysalis, and caterpillars. Once he discovered fireflies in a city marsh, Ron realized this rarity needed protection. As both a city council member and citizen, he convinced the city of their unique importance. The Nibley Firefly Park was the result. A few thousand folks showed up for its inauguration. And trees are the answer, from Ron's perspective. His plantings were notorious throughout our valley, from school grounds to open lots, his town recognized as Tree City, USA. Ron deeply appreciated all that trees provide for people, wildlife, protecting soil, and our mountains' watersheds. It seemed that whenever I visited Ron, he was planting yet another tree. Ron was instrumental in establishing the first children's forest with the U.S. Forest Service in Logan Canyon. He was the primary force behind his town of Nibley receiving Utah's first and yet only designation as a wildlife-friendly city through the National Wildlife Foundation. As a member and major contributor to the Utah Society for Environmental Education and North American Association for Environmental Education, Ron's influence as an extraordinary educator was recognized. He served on both boards, where his influence was felt forming policy and programs on a state and international level. Ron was a relentless champion of classroom teachers in both of these acclaimed organizations. Ron was a kindred spirit, the brother I never had. His presence will never leave me. Every tree, monarch butterfly, firefly, trip to Red Rock Country, Ron will be with me. This is Jack Green on behalf of our dear friend, Ron Hellstern.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.